What's going on, Speedo? What we doing?
Giveaway alert.
Okay, we're trying to get to 500 subscribers on YouTube.
And once we reach 500 subscribers, we'll be giving you guys G-Pen Dr. Green's Thumb Dash. In order for you guys to enter the giveaway, you'll have to subscribe to the Dad Couch YouTube channel.
And also, go on Instagram and follow five pages, which are...
G-Pen. Dr. Green Thumbs. The Dad Couch. Speedo, S-P-D-O.
S-P-D-O.
And Birdie_Up.
Birdie_Up.
And also comment below Dad.
Dad to enter the giveaway and win yourself a dash.
Tune into the Dad Couch,
where we're here to celebrate fathers and smoke till we tote.
We'll be giving you two different perspectives on the good, the bad, and the ugly of fatherhood.
While shining light on current events, personal experiences, and iconic moments in pop culture.
And how they apply to fathers and their relationship with their kids. Please hit the like button, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications.
And leave a comment to show your support. Let's go. Okay, we back with another one.
We back.
Shout out to our sponsors, man. We out here, we smoking today. What we doing today?
Man, we smoking on the new Gravity Hookah by Dr. Green Thumbs.
Very impressive.
How you like it, bro?
Smoke cool, smooth.
Smoke, you know what I'm saying? Cool, smooth.
I can see this in the club. I like this.
Yeah, that's the futuristic hookah, bro. Okay. I'm telling you, bro. And we also got more products from, shout out to our sponsors again, G-Pen, Dr. Green Thumb. We got the Roam right here.
Okay.
We got the Connect right over there.
And then the Dash. The Dash right there. Okay.
So shout out to the sponsors again, man. Thank you.
Come on. What we got in the building today, man? Don't get distracted.
Not at all.
Don't get distracted.
We got Flock in the building.
What's going on, Flock?
What's good, Flock? How's your week, Flock?
My week's been great, man. Just, you know.
Okay.
It's all great times.
We got Connect in the building.
Huh? How you been, Connect?
You been holding it down? Okay, a lot of researching?
Yeah, you know, I cooked this week.
Okay, that's what's up.
With your gear?
Yeah, we geared up today.
Geared up also,
you know what I'm saying?
See what's going on.
Sponsors and all of that. Feeling good.
Like I said, G-Pen, great. Man, Dr. Green.
No, I had a good week, you know. Yeah, with the kids, everything was good.
That's good, man.
Work,
good
making money.
Good day. Like always, man.
So, what's up? Was you able to... ever bring any of this in your house when you was a young kid?
It's just up and up. I actually had a hookah when I was younger, not a kid.
You had a hookah when you was younger?
Yeah.
Like, how young?
Like 20 something.
That's a grown ass man, bro. That was a young girl. Okay, okay. 10 years ago. True, true. Okay, that's a fact.
But yeah, I used to like hookah a lot.
Did your pop smoke?
No, none of my parents smoked.
Did your pop smoke? Is you get you got it? No,
none of my parents smoked.
I never saw my pop smoke.
See that right?
Nah, none of my parents smoked.
Nah, your mom's. How about you? How about you connect?
My parents did all kinds of stuff.
Cigarettes, like smoke.
All the stuff. Okay. 80s, you know,
crazy. Okay, I see what's going on.
This gravity hookah is official.
My mom's would have kicked you out the house for smoking hookah. She would have thought you was the biggest drug dealer in the world, and you would have been over.
I know. She'd have been like, "Don't smoke the tobacco."
She would have been crazy if she seen all of this in your in the room. It's over. Kick it. Show what? What are you talking about? She would have been crazy. What are you talking about?
That's for real.
My mom
was wild like that too. She ain't play that smoking stuff.
Oh yeah, none of that. You know what I'm saying? That's a whooping for me.
Tell me about it. But let me ask you a question though. Like, do you smoke in front of your kids?
I don't smoke for my kids' sake. You know, they know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
So nah, you know, I don't encourage them to do that. But
me either.
They know that's a grown person activity anyway. So.
Yeah, but, you know, as they grow, if they decide to, it is what it is, right?
If you want to chase nowadays, cancer, though, then go ahead, boy, what you want?
But especially nowadays how they legalizing it a lot, like it's becoming the norm. Like when we was growing up, it was so anti. Like the person I know that was smoking all day was Snoop Dogg all day, Red and Meth, and they were getting busy. They were smoking all day.
Oh yeah, and who else? We had a lot of people smoking. Biggie Smalls was smoking all day.
Yeah, I know, but they were publicizing it though. Like Red and Meth and Snoop.
Biggie
like,
came on face. The tracks, coughing up crazy.
He did.
If he lived long enough, he would have been like, in how high? Maybe.
I know, but look how Snoop is now. Like Snoop has even got this product.
Yeah, that joint. Salute to him. Yeah, you see what's going on. We got sponsors out here. We moving. We doing our thing.
We trying to do it. Yeah, that's how we gonna try to do. We gonna try to do it bigger and better.
So, like, let me see. Would your pops ever use any of these? Would you see your father using any of these?
I can't see him using it. Maybe, but I doubt it. Like, he won't. He'll look at it and be like, nah, I'm good.
How about Woogie?
My son?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not into it, but if he decides to when he get older, I guess. I can't stop him.
Well, which one of these is the best product to you? Which one would you
I think I would go with the Gravity Hookah. That's my favorite product.
You don't dab?
I don't do the dabbing.
Okay, what's the whistle, the dash? You don't dash?
That's the herbal.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You put the herb in there and you just smoke
over
it.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah, instead of rolling, you just put the flower in there.
Okay.
And then you just smoke it.
All right, that's good. That's good. A little low key.
And that one is a bong. Also concentrated, right?
The Connect.
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't see my father using none of those products. I don't see my mother using them either.
When was the first time you smoked?
I was grown. First time I tried smoking, I probably was like 18, 19.
Did you care if your father seen you high or not?
I did in the beginning, but then...
Would you have gotten a beating?
No.
Okay. What he would have said to you?
He'd have been like, yo, why you smoking crack? He wouldn't even understand that it's weed and shit. You know what I mean? That's how I was back in the days, you know?
How about you, Flock? You ever came home high and your pops?
Nah, never. Never?
Nah. What you think you would have said if you came home smelling like herbs?
He probably would try to discipline me.
Okay. Yeah. With the hands?
Yeah, whatever he had to do.
Okay, connect?
Yeah, definitely.
You came home, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My aunt was raising me at the time. I was a teenager.
Okay.
And she used to push me to go hang out with the neighborhood kids, like when we moved to a new neighborhood or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like antisocial. She'd be like, go outside.
And smoke.
Them niggas was smoking.
Okay.
So I used to creep in the house and I would see her like in the living room. I try to creep right up the stairs. I'm like, how does she not know? You don't smell.
You thought she didn't know. She knew.
I talked to her about
she
it.
Definitely
she
knew. She knew
said
what
I was
you
was a
doing.
Kid. She never really had nothing to worry about. So
she seen you hot.
I don't know. She smoked cigarettes and she ain't really smelled it. I don't know.
I could picture you being Catwoman high, trying to sneak up them stairs. They're like, look at her.
We see you, right? She over here bouncing and shit, moving mad slow.
Right?
Come on, man.
Nah, I never came home high.
But you know what's crazy, though? I remember when I went to your crib and I was smoking. Your mom blamed me for everything.
Yeah, she ain't gonna think we doing it. Never. Yeah. You know?
We used to get high like a motherfucker.
My mom knows what's going on. Because she like, if I catch them smoking, I'm killing them.
Yeah, she damn, she like, oh, pedo. I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything. It wasn't me.
Yeah, she'll play that.
Shout out to mommy, man. I love you, mommy.
So how about anti-drugs when you was growing up, like the slogans and stuff? Like, did that have a big impact on you?
I think so, because I didn't, like I said, early in my teenage years, I didn't smoke.
McGruff.
McGruff the crime dog.
Yeah. That was a lot of people's father figure, right? That dog, right?
That orders, even though.
Smoking in bed,
too.
Oh, yeah. Prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent.
I remember that.
Crazy, but yeah, it was to me. I just didn't want to smoke. Like, all my friends were smoking as in high school, and I just be like, ah, whatever. I ain't care to smoke. Until my man, shout out to my man Biggs.
Oh yeah,
yo,
shout out to
Biggie, man. My son sparked it up for me when I was, like I said, out of high school.
He the first one I got high with ever.
I remember.
Yeah, it's my fun. Guy.
Yeah, after a while, I became a little smoker, then I just stopped.
Do you believe in the stigma of your pops not around, your father not around, people clean on,
smoke
go
more?
To that, like the drugs?
No, I think
the pressure. People have,
maybe that probably is a thing, could be a thing, but with your father not being around, I don't think so personally. Because I know people that had fathers that smoked with them. Like, my friends had pops that smoked with them, bro.
Is that cool to you or no?
To me, I don't have an issue with it at all.
To each his own.
Yeah, it's to each his own for me personally. I won't do it with my son.
Okay.
But I thought it was cool to see as a teenager. Hell yeah. Matter of fact, I was like, damn. My pops would have never smoked with me. That's a cool ass bond.
My pops would have never smoked with me. I don't even think my pops would. Yeah.
Poppy definitely wouldn't smoke at all with you, bro.
Hell no.
Would you rather your kid be out there trying weed, not knowing what they're really smoking, or if they're going to smoke with you? You give them alcohol. Is that the same thing?
It is. To me, it's equal to the same thing, alcohol and smoking.
Yeah, well, now, yeah, but back in the day, see, alcohol.
Still okay, it been cigarettes, because this is hookah,
it
tobacco.
Is tobacco. And it's the yo, you remember them cigarette commercials? Like, you had the monkey slapping on the thing?
Oh, yeah, nah, all the, yeah, those got banned.
Right? All that is gone now.
Joe
so
Camels,
that's what I'm saying, it's a whole different thing. That, now, like, marijuana smoking is normalized more. Yeah, and vaping and all types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they say they all have side effects, but I think it's more normal now. So I think more modern parents are allowing like their kids to kind of smoke.
Did you ever try to smoke to blend in? To be cool?
No, I never did that. I smoked it because I was curious. I wanted to know what the hell
curious
it is
George.
To be high. Yeah, but I was, like I said, I was over 18 years old, bro.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you did too. You had to. Yeah, you said you did. Peer pressure still goes on.
No, it wasn't peer pressure.
You gotta have a stroke mind, man.
The first time I smoked was with these white kids at the bus stop. That was peer pressure. I was like 13. They used to smoke at the bus stop every day.
All right. So you already know where to go to get the stuff.
No. It was my stop. I never smoked with them until they, you know, they kept asking me,
Listen, let me tell you something. You're a liar.
Was it a cigarette?
It was a little joint.
Oh, okay.
Oh, paper. And that, back, look, she said the joint. Remember?
Okay.
Back in the days, you smoking Dutch's.
It was a little joint.
White House.
Okay.
She's smoking a joint.
At 13.
She took it to the 70s.
The commercials always advertise the joints.
Yeah, all the time.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
About 13 at the bus stop. I thought, I acted like I was hot, but then nothing really happened. The next time I smoked, I must have been like 16.
All right, you out here, what's that, experimenting. I see you out here.
Experimenting, but like I said, now that, like, cannabis, there's a lot of cannabis companies on the come up. So getting your hands on the marijuana lane It's lucrative now, man.
Yeah, I first started hearing Game talk about it years ago. Yeah,
Game was on
He
it.
Was like, yo, marijuana's going to be crazy. Jump mm-hmm. on it, invest. Now, look, now, today, Jay-Z got one.
Jay-Z,
Mike Tyson got and a whole farm.
There's so many different strands now, too, like KK, Wiz Khalifa, like everybody, Cookies, Runts. There's all types of stuff nowadays.
So, so if your kid was smoking...
If he was doing it and getting into the cannabis business legally, hell yeah, I'm with it.
I'm definitely with it.
Like dispensaries and all that, hell yeah.
So what's the legal age to smoke cannabis?
18, 21?
That's what they say, recreational, yeah.
18, 21?
Yeah, you can get your card, I think, at 18. You can even get a card.
If you go on a GPen website, you have to be 21 and over.
It says over 21. Design, so. No, you have to be 21 to purchase marijuana in California too. You have to be 21. New York 21, Jersey I think 21. So it's a big thing now. It's not shunned upon like back in the days.
So answering your question, I would smoke with my son and my daughter if it's looked at like getting a drink with them, because I'd have a drink with them, you know.
Yeah.
So I would.
That's what's up.
I would rather try it with them than when they're 21. I'll still be like 21. They'll be 21. So we'll be, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be 21.
Set out to the future us. Bonding and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What else? What else we want to talk about?
I had questions for y'all.
Go ahead.
I'll line y'all right on up.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get it.
You know what? Before we get into the questions, actually, y'all, before this, we were talking about Jay-Z getting into
the brought that up.
Industry. Yeah,
Tyson. Yeah, let's spend that.
Oh, y'all did. So, what it is, because I just read a little article, y'all actually enlightened mm-hmm. me on that. Jay-Z's getting into the industry because he feels like black people are being left out of it. Not enough of us, even though most of us were incarcerated for marijuana the most. Now we're not getting into the cannabis business.
Because they're locking us out.
Yeah, so he has made an investment to get more minority-owned cannabis businesses.
That's dope. Because, you know, to get in that, like the application alone, and you won't get that money back, the application fees is $30,000.
Okay.
Just to get in there. Just to submit a form, bro. And that's not refundable. And then I think you got to have like $250,000. Like, it's crazy to get
in. How much is the form?
$30,000
submit.
That's
license?
Or
no, to submit, bro. That's just to submit a form.
And that's not in a guarantee.
You're not getting that back at all.
Wow.
That's just a form, bro. Cause I've been doing a little thing in there. I'm
but you
trying.
Know a couple of millionaires, so
yeah, I'm trying.
So you could invest. You could DM a couple of them. You could have a couple of them coming up on the show. So
please, man. Of course, you know? Man. I'm trying, man.
Sky, right? Modest guy. Slap it up for Speedo for being modest.
Modest man. I'm trying to get my hands on certain things, man. That's all.
Okay.
Under the influence.
I
threw up on Romeo one time. He was a baby. Wear it up.
Well, I came back home drunk back in the days before, and my son was asleep. So yeah, I have been under influence, not in front of him literally, but me coming from like a party and shit like that. Hell yeah,
man. My daughter go get my beer for me. Like she's like, oh, daddy.
You're a liar. Because
yo, listen.
I'm not a liar. I don't
gotta be. I gotta be
intoxicated in front of my son. Like he's right here, and I'm just getting smacked in front of him. Really?
I don't know.
Try not to do that.
Listen, man.
I try not to.
My
do
My daughter
things.
Go get my beer for me like that. I know you drink this. Whoop, get my Corona for me. Like.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong.
I don't know. Look.
I take a few drinks here and there. Nah, Jay been in his room.
Tell the truth.
Jay ain't never sat in front of me.
Connect telling the truth.
Jay never been in front of me smoking. Jay never been in front of me smoking at all.
They ain't talking about, she said intoxicated. She said like drinking.
Drinking? Yeah, he's been in front of me drinking alcohol.
Oh, okay. That's what we talking about. Oh, the truth is coming out. It's
slowly.
Good looking.
Slowly.
You know? But nah, I remember one time I came home from New Year's. Smack.
Yeah, but you was already drunk. That's what I'm saying. Jay seen me drunk already. But like, yeah, drunk all the time.
Then I threw up on him. I seen him as a baby. He was like 1 year old. Not even like something like that. Seeing him, I was like, dang, look, my little man. Threw up all on him.
Yeah, but it's.
And then I went to sleep.
You know what's crazy? He'll be like, yo, why you threw up on me, man?
Tanya woke up and had to clean it up and all. I woke up smack. Woke up like, yeah, what happened?
Listen, you got some smack stories, bro.
But yeah, listen, man.
Your stories is crazy.
So when Romeo was born, he was over there smack.
Oh, smack.
Yo, the crazy part, you know the only time I remember being smack, bro? This nigga Flock picked me up. Him and Killer picked me up. That's the only time I remember being dumb smack, bro.
Right.
These niggas carry. We went to the movies, right? We watched Four Brothers. I'll never forget it. We watched Four Brothers. And when we came, we was drinking in the movie theaters and all types of shit. We came back to my crib, bro. I passed out, but this nigga Him and Killer picked me up like this, boy. Just like a hammock and threw me on the bed, bro. Like, yo, you
he
drunk.
He hold you on the bed. Huh? Understood that. Heave ho.
Oh. Like a hammock, boy. This nigga just threw me on the bed. Bars. Like, oh, boy, you drunk, bro. That's the only time I remember being that drunk. I never remember being drunk like that before.
Understood.
Birdie, how many stories you got like that?
Abundance.
Endless, man.
I'm about to say, don't go and say.
Let me tell you something. You're a liar.
Never gonna play myself. I'm not even playing myself. I just had an episode the other day. So
episode 5, bro. You better not say that, because I will give you
another one.
Birdie, don't. How many?
Another one.
Listen, that's all it
is. Another one.
Hey.
Oh,
is Cuomo smoking?
Cuomo. Is he blowing it down?
Well, I bring it up because they say he's trying to push to legalize marijuana
in New York, right?
Yeah.
Cuomo trying to be a.
They say it's because he's under so much scrutiny for all of these sexual harassment
allegations. Oh,
what that got to do with Teen Hunter though? People's crazy. They be just mixing anything, right?
At all.
Nah,
he. I just say he trying to be the president, bro. He trying to be the next president, bro. He really going hard.
He definitely trying to use that to get people.
But isn't he's going to jail for touching girls?
I don't
know. Like he going to jail.
I don't think so.
Some allegations right now.
Speculations, allegations, quote unquote. That's it.
Understood.
Quote unquote.
They've
been doing that.
Yeah, people were dying in their homes.
They've been doing that since Trump.
Or we're not counting them as COVID-related deaths.
Okay.
So they was boosting the numbers or something like that. So he's getting scrutiny for that and the sexual harassment. So now he's trying to legalize marijuana in New York.
He's doing his thing. He's trying. But if, listen. Huh? He should have been. I feel like he should have been. They should have been legalized marijuana a long time ago.
They definitely should have been. But yo, this gravity hookah is official. Bro.
I just thank God I'm able to be around. That is halfway legal. You know, before you couldn't do nothing. Now it's cool.
Right? And now you see it. That it's just so normal, bro.
Yeah, I like it. I love it.
Yeah, that's just
the merrier. I don't know. Does that open up the gateway for other drugs?
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
Meth is
Oregon, meth. All of that's legal.
But think about the pharmaceutical companies. They got all type of drugs that are available to patients.
And it's legal. That's how they get them hooked. Matter of fact, that's how they get you hooked.
Right.
Understood. So but that's why there's bans and control. I don't know.
Oregon, bro, they legalize.
You know. It's
the same thing. Yeah, nah, but in Oregon, boy, they really legalize everything, bro. You can do whatever you want, bro. It's legal. That shit fire, bro.
I guess.
If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. It's that simple. Yo, these drugs gonna kill you quicker anyway. These legal drugs gonna kill you quicker.
Fact check. I thought PO was fibbing, nigga. The headline: Oregon just decriminalized all drugs.
I don't fib.
December 2020. Possessing heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and other drugs for personal use.
It's lit.
No longer a criminal offender.
It's lit. But think about Vegas is next.
But think about it, Birdie. Who lives in Oregon? Got like two people over there.
Understood. No, wait. Portland is the popping city, bro.
What happens over there? Let's spread it out.
Nah, Portland is lit, bro. No,
Oregon, I said. I know Portland is
the city in Oregon.
But that's like the only spot in Oregon
It's fire, though. It's a big city, though.
Yeah. It is the West Coast, too. You know, they legalize everything out there.
First, right? Vegas is gonna be next, boy. After Oregon's gonna be Nevada.
Yeah, Vegas got
it's gonna be right. It's gonna be Nevada.
They got recreation. You can go to the store and purchase it.
You can
all
do
you
that.
Have to have is a state ID.
Nigga, you can do that in Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey too.
That's next. That's next dope. We ain't gonna say when you bring them things, you bring them things where.
New York has the CBD.
CBD is lit.
Yeah.
And the hemp.
And CBD they have hemp. They have the THC concentrates, but you gotta get like you gotta spend $150
to get the card. Yeah, you get the card. You can get the card in New York.
Y'all went to have y'all been to dispensaries?
Yes, sir. I had when I was in Cali. I had it delivered. Mm-hmm. There's no you could just have it delivered to your door.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's you know so it's pushing the way for New York too, man. It's another avenue.
What's going on, Speedo? What we doing?
Giveaway alert.
Okay, we're trying to get the 500 subscribers on YouTube.
And once we reach 500 subscribers, we'll be giving you guys G-Pen Dr. Green's Thumb Dash. In order for you guys to enter the giveaway, you'll have to subscribe to the Dad Couch YouTube channel.
And also, go on Instagram and follow 5 pages, which are...
G-Pen. Dr. Green Thumbs.
The Dad Couch.
Speedo, S-P-D-O.
S-P-D-O.
And Birdie_Up.
Birdie_Up.
And also comment below Dad
to enter the giveaway and win yourself a dash.